بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. Islam has attached great importance and significance towards parents. Suffice to say that Allah has paired the injunction of kindness to parents with tawheed and monotheism in the Quran. وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَشَبْ اللَّهَ and do not ascribe partners to him and be kind to your parents. Imam Nasa'i rahimahullah makes mention of a narration under strength of Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu that a person came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, إِنِّي أَذْنَبْتُ ذَنْبًا, I have committed a crime, I have perpetrated an offense, فَهَلِّي مِنْ تَوْبَةٍ, is there any hope for me, any expiation and atonement? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هَلَّكَ مِنْ أُمِّنْ, is your mom alive? And the questioner answered in the negative. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هَلَّكَ مِنْ خَالَ, is your maternal aunt alive? And he said, yes. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then go and serve her. Ibn Abi Dunya makes mention of a narration on the strength of Zawad bin Ulba rahimahullah, who says, مَاتَ أَخٌ لِي وَكَانَ بَرًّا بِأَبِيهِ, my sibling had moved on and passed away, and he was very dutiful to my dad. فَرَأَيْتُهُ فِي مَا يَرَى النَّائِمِ, I seen him in a dream. And in the dream, I asked him, how did you fare in the latter world? Like, dad wants to know, how was your questioning and your abode? And he said, إِنِّي فِي سِدْرٍ مَخْدُودٍ وَطَلْحٍ مَنْضُودٍ وَظِلٍ مَمْدُودٍ, I am in comfort, I am in the fruits, in the trees, in the shade, and the waters of Jannah. Aisha radiallahu anha says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نِمْتُ فَرَأَيْتُنِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ, I went to sleep and I found myself in Jannah. فَسَمِعْتُ صَوْتَ قَارِئٍ يَقْرَأ, and I heard someone reciting Quran. So I asked the Malaika, who is this? They said, this is Haritha bin Nu'man. He is reciting Quran in Medina, but his recitation is amplified in Jannah. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَذَلِكَ الْبِرُ وَكَانَ أَبَرَّ النَّاسِ بِأُمِّهِ, this was the favor of Allah conferred upon him because of his kindness and his dutiful nature towards his parents. In Arabic, they say, دَيْنُ النَّاسِ يَوْمًا سَيُقْضَى وَدَيْنُ أَبِيكَ لَنْ تَقْوَى عَلَيْهِ, gradually you can offset the favors of every person, but you cannot begin to offset the favors of your father. And yet again, someone said in paying tribute and homage to the sacrifices of a mom, كُلَّمَا أَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَكْتُبْ عَنْ أُمِّي وَجَدْتُ نَفْسِي أُمِّي, every time I endeavored to enumerate the greatness of my mom, I found myself feeble, helpless, and unable. Makhul, who was a great tabi'i, who was from Sham, he said, birru al-walidain kaffaratun lil-kabair. Birru al-walidain kaffaratun lil-kabair. Kindness to your parents is an atonement, an expiation for major sins. I leave you with two advices. The first is, what I heard from my mom, and the second is what I heard from my dad. My mom would often say to myself and siblings, oh my son, remember the topic of parenting only concerns a segment of society. If you married and you have children, then you need to learn, become a good parent, become a good mom, become a good dad, etc. But when it comes to kindness to parents, it concerns every human on earth. Everyone who has inhabited planet Earth, the topic of parents concerns him. And yet again, my dad would often say to me, and with tears in his eyes, he would say, the day you lose your parents, you will never recall the moments they hurt you, but nor will you forget the moments that you hurt them. So this is my message. They helped you take the beginning steps of your life. Seize the moment and let them, assist them in taking the final steps of their life.